This is Travis Chilia with Travis Chilia Presents for Telluride Inside and Out. I am speaking today with the legendary ski film producer, Greg Stump. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Travis.
Well, I've got a couple questions for you, and let's just start right out. When you started making films, ski films, was your plan to revolutionize the whole concept of a ski film, or were you just merely trying to make a great film?
Well, you know, I can't take credit for there being a plan. All right, but I was working as a disc jockey at a radio station called WBLN in Maine, and at the time, our sister station was BCN in Boston, and really at the time there was one great station in San Francisco. There was BCN and there was WBLN, and I mean I was like the weekend part time. Yeah, I worked from, you know, Saturday night at midnight till Sunday morning at 8 in the morning, right? That was my first shift. But through that, I was exposed through, you know, my mentors at the station, you know, the older men and women that worked there, at music and cutting-edge music, you know. So I knew that I could make a soundtrack that was different from what really Warren Miller was doing, because with all due respect, that, you know, Warren's music was really putrid, and we felt that his skiers were equally putrid, right? Now the other thing, because I was a 2-time national champion in freestyle skiing, so all the bump skiers, that was, you know, we were just like, you know, all my kid friends were better than everybody that was in anybody else's ski movie, which was at the time only Warren. And again, not to, you know, pick on Warren, but you know, I felt his music stunk and his skiers stunk, right? So we were like, if we could just do those two things, I thought we could, you know, get noticed. And sure enough.
How did you decide from leaving one of the greatest rock stations in America at the time, when commercial radio was still cool? How did you decide to just stop with that pursuit and go into film?
Well, you know, it's one of the reasons that I'm so excited to do the premiere in Telluride is that my brother Jeff had moved from Maine to Telluride, and I was in college at the time, you know, working at the radio station doing. I changed my major, you know, every semester just to keep it interesting. I think at the time I was a history major, but Jeff called, you know, kept calling me from Telluride because we'd always talked about, you know, we should make a ski movie. Like, these ski movies are terrible. And he was out in Telluride, and he's like, Greg, you got to get out here, man. It's just so cool here. It's so awesome, and there's so many great skiers, and it's steep, and there's bumps, and there's powder. And so, you know, I dropped out of college my junior year and came out to Telluride to visit Jeff, and we, like, you know, with like a Sony M3A video camera. I wanted to shoot film, but I couldn't afford it, so I had, you know, started in video, actually. Once I made a few movies, I switched over to film. But which is funny, because now it's all video again. But, yeah, so coming to Telluride was just a huge, huge, you know, influence. And it was so funny. Like, I was doing ski reports, snow condition reports for all of New England on, I think I had, like, 15 radio stations in New England that I would call in. And I would do that in the morning. Like, we'd be in Telluride, so I'd have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd go down to the Sheridan, right, because it was a payphone, and I would call in all the ski reports from Telluride for New England. It was pretty wacko, but true.
That's wonderful. Ski Magazine recently ranked your film Blizzard of Oz the best ski movie of all time. What is it that sets that film apart, you feel?
Well, I don't think it's my best movie. Like, I like Groove Requiem better, and Dick's Lies and Duct Tape, Siberia is good. You know, and I feel, you know, and License to Thrill, the year after Blizzard of Oz came out, License to Thrill, you'll notice there's no narration in it, because I was so embarrassed of my narration in Blizzard, because I thought it was just so, I mean, like, my French pronunciation is pretty... it's not je ne sais quoi. But there was something about that song, and I think, you know, putting Glenn and Scott together definitely, you know, was the crazy, insane bad boy and the quiet Montana thinker, you know, and I think that combination was really good. And you know, Hatfield gets, he doesn't really get the recognition, but, you know, Mike was a big part of it too, because he's such a good skier to watch, and especially on film, you know, and all, that's the other thing is all those guys, they look great on film, like, and you watch them ski and you're like, oh wow, I get it, you can sort of visualize, and then, you know, I think the music really broke out that year, because the year before that I did a movie called Good, the Rad, the Gnarly, and we wrote all the music and recorded all the music ourselves, and, you know, I thought that was going to be the answer, but that was just, you know, super difficult. And you know, Blizzard is really where I connected with Trevor Horn and his wife, Jill Sinclair, over in London. And they basically let me use all that music for free. And that was just a death nail for the Warren Miller people at that time, because they were just like, how the heck did he get all that music? You know, because Frankie was to Hollywood and,
yeah,
and, you know, 808 stayed and you know, just all that stuff that nobody's heard of, you know, Nasty Rocks, and it's all the stuff from ZTT Records in London. So, you know, I think the music, and then of course the whole extreme thing, which, you know, I just ripped off from the French. I mean, the French were calling it, you know, the skiers of the extreme. But we'd been over to France a couple of years previous, and so I was exposed to it, and like extreme skiing, you know. And then the other thing was, is we wanted to do that stuff in the States, and they, you know, they wouldn't let us. I mean, you know, I mean, you remember when there used to be a sheriff at the bottom of, what's that, you know, outlet there at Telluride. They would arrest you if you're skiing out of bounds. And you know, there was no out-of-bounds skiing, and then insurance was a huge deal, too, in the States. Like, everywhere we started to want to film, especially places where, you know, national forest land, you had to have, like, $1 million Lloyd's of London policy, which, you know, I couldn't afford, and no one could even get it. And we were just fed up, and we're like, you know, forget this, let's go to France, we'll shoot the movie there. And so I think all of those, you know, factors, they all kind of came together. And I knew we had a hit. Nobody else did, too. It was crazy. Like, after we'd done shooting, you know, she was like, you think we have enough footage? I'm like, oh, yeah. And I actually got back to Maine, and I sat down with my best friend, Dave Fair, actually, is his name, and I mapped out the whole movie just in case I got hit by a bus. So if anything happens to me, did you make this movie? Because I just knew it was going to be something different.
Hey, wow. When that movie did come out, and your subsequent movies after that, it focused on the ability in Europe to ski anywhere as you like and take your own responsibility. And that definitely conveyed a message to myself, but I know it conveyed a message to, I'm sure, many of the other viewers, which was the system that we presently had back in 1988 in the U.S. was completely backwards. You had to stay in bounds. You couldn't ski out. Do you think that your films were part of the catalyst of the change that's occurred in the last 10 years in skiing in the U.S.? Now there's no boundaries. There's gates to access the backcountry. They're trying to push the limits on just here in Telluride at everything possible they can open. They try to open.
Absolutely. You know, and it took a while to sink in, but you know that Blizzard of Oz absolutely had, you know, it was more than a catalyst. I mean, it really did change people's perspective, and especially the skiers, you know, like up in the Big Sky, Montana, the Kirshner family, they built that tram up to the top of Lone Peak after they saw Blizzard of Oz. They go, that's the future.
Really?
Yeah, we got to be like Europe, you know? And I haven't been to Telluride to ski, and I was talking to a guy last night, I think like 18 years, so I haven't seen all those new lifts up and stuff. But, you know, like I said, you know, remember the sheriff would be at the bottom, you know, arresting you. And, you know, probably with good reason, because, you know, this is dangerous and avalanche and all that. But Blizzard definitely changed the way people think or thought, you know, about the backcountry and what could be done. But, you know, I mean, it was already going on like crazy in Europe. So, you know, maybe it would have happened anyway, but it was definitely, threw a little gasoline on the fire.
Greg, what was the deciding factor for you to, after almost 14 years, to come out with another feature-length ski film?
It's a movie. I'm really pleased with the movie. Like, and we just finished the edit that we're going to show on Friday night. Legend of Oz. Yeah, Legend of Oz on Friday night, and don't forget Thursday night too. The 39 years of ski movies in Telluride. That's I'm excited about that. That's going to be fun. But yeah, what was the question again, Travis?
It was what led you to, you know, to pull out the old recording? After almost 14 years, feature-length ski film.
This story had to be told, right? Because when I describe it, it kind of sounds boring, but it's the history of ski films and the impact that ski movies had on the evolution of the sport from the 1930s, you know, with Hannes Schneider and Leni Riefenstahl and, you know, Otto Lang over in Germany, so those first movies that Dr. Arnold Funk made with Leni Riefenstahl, they got the British to want to come to St. Anton, right, to the Alps and ski. You know, that's what publicized skiing and made it, you know, glamorous and sexy and made the Brits interested in it. So that was what that first ski movie did. But, you know, throughout the years, all these different films, you know, from, you know, when Otto Lang came over and did Ski Flight to, you know, right, John Jay and then Warren Miller and Barrymore and Roger Brown, you know, then me and then the stuff that happened after, it's pretty wild. Like, you know, it's the old chicken and the egg thing. Like, you know, did the ski movies influence what happened, or did skiing influence the ski movies? So that's kind of one of the themes of the film. And it's just a story, Travis, that had to be told. And, you know, I wasn't really interested in doing the ski movie, but I was certainly interested in getting the story. You know, it's locked down now. It exists, and it will exist forever. And, you know, I'm very, very proud to have done it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today, Greg Stump. We've been speaking with legendary film producer, ski film producer, Greg Stump. If you'd like to see some more of Greg's stuff, on Thursday, February 9th, at the Sheridan Opera House at 8 p.m., is a compilation of 39 years of ski films in Telluride, which will feature several of Greg's classics. And on Friday, the world premiere, Friday, February 9th, of Greg Stump's Legend of Oz, the film he was just speaking of. It's the highly anticipated film. It'll be the world premiere right here in Telluride. That's February 10th at the Sheridan Opera House at 8 p.m. Tickets are available online at SheridanOperaHouse.com or go into the Sheridan Opera House.
It's a fundraiser, right, Travis?
It is. It is absolutely a fundraiser for the Sheridan Opera House and the Telluride Historical Museum. So it'll be a great night. It'll be lots of fun. Boot Doctors Paragon is sponsoring the event. It's going to be a blast. So hope to see you all there. Thanks again, Greg. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome, Travis. Look forward to the week. It's going to be really fun this week.
Wonderful.